Her wolf wanted to eat him up, one tasty morsel at a time. Lexi Anderson sighed. No, that wouldn't be happening. It didn't matter that she wanted to lick the man at the party with many generous swipes of her tongue, because it just wouldn't happen. It didn't matter that she wanted to bury her hands in his hair while he pumped himself into her, their sweat-slicked bodies sliding against one another as they came together hard. It still wouldn't be happening. She took a deep breath, the outside air filling her lungs and cooling her down, at least somewhat. As she tried to relax, she took in her surroundings, needing something far greater than her to function. The trees stood around them, tall, ancient, almost comforting. The sun warmed her skin in the cooling air, though just from looking at the man across from her, she was heated plenty already. She took another breath, holding it in for as long as she could. The scent of forest and the coming rain would never be enough for her. Lexi would never know the feeling of the land beneath her forepaws, the brush of wind in her fur, nor the release of home and center when the moon's pull finally took her wolf. No, she would never have any of that. Yet she should have been used to it by now. She'd been a latent wolf, a wolf trapped within her body, unable to shift, but still part of her in a sense. For all 50 years of her life, and wishing for something different was only making things harder for her. Since latent wolves couldn't shift into their wolf forms, they were forever bound to their human forms and cut off from the wolf part of their souls. They couldn't even hear their other half's thoughts. Oh, they could feel something, or at least feel the instincts and some of the urges that came with being a wolf. But they didn't feel the same connection that others did. It had been a miracle in itself that she survived into adulthood, as most latent wolves died from the added stress to their bodies because of their inability to shift. She was one of the lucky ones, if one would call it that. There were more important things in her world than the fact she would never be able to shift into a wolf. Namely, the little boy playing in the front yard of the Alpha's home. Parker, her 8-year-old son, and love of her life, currently played in a pile of wolf babies. Well, only one baby was currently in wolf form, as the others were too young to change yet. But her Parker seemed to be in heaven.